each blessing we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. There's a sweet spirit, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Hallelujah. And I know that it's the presence of the Lord. There's a sweet expression. There's a sweet expression on each face. Oh yes it is. And I know that is the presence of the Lord. Oh sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, sweet heavenly dove, sweet heaven, stay right here with us, oh, filling us with your love and for each blessing. Oh, without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall, sweet Holy Spirit, say, sweet Holy Spirit, yes, sweet heavenly dove, oh, stay. Oh, filling us with your love and for each blessing, oh, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been refined. One more time with all your heart. Sweet Holy Spirit, say, sweet Holy Spirit, yes, sweet heavenly dove, oh, stay right here with us, oh, filling us with your Lord, and for each blessing, oh, we lift our hearts in praise. For without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been, without a doubt, we'll know that we have been. One more time, without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Somebody worship him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we leave this place tonight. You believe that? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just let's get our Bibles. Just turn to a quick scripture here tonight.
Turn with me to Psalms 150. Hallelujah. So good to be back in the house of God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 150. Says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with string instruments and organs, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Is that what you come to do tonight? Amen. He's worthy of our praise. So we come to give it to him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we come to bless you tonight. Amen. We are, Lord, so a privileged people to be able to stand in the presence of the King. God, as we come tonight, we trust that you would just meet us here in a special way. Lord, you have allowed your minister to come from South Carolina, Lord, to come down here this weekend. And Lord, as we just open up these meetings this weekend, these services, we pray that you would use them to speak, Lord, to the hearts of your people. And Lord, may we leave here knowing that we've been changed, we've been delivered, we've been set free, we've been filled, we've been refilled. Lord, whatever the need is, we've been healed. Oh God, let your word go forth unhindered. And Father, we're going to bless you. Amen. In the good times, we're going to bless you. In the bad times, we're going to bless you at all times. Oh God, that's our determination. And as we come tonight, may your spirit, Lord, meet us here in this place. Father, bless all those that may still be on the way. Bless those that are already arrived and in your presence. We just pray, God, that you'd have your way here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen and amen. Can we give him a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing fall on me. Everybody say, anointing, oh, fall on me, say, anointing. Let it fall. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Say, anointing, fall on me. Hey, anointing, let it fall. Anointing, let it fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Yeah. Anointing, let it fall on me. Everybody sing one more time. Say, anointing, let it fall. Oh, say, anointing, please fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, let it fall on me. Oh, say, anointing, fall on me. Oh, anointing fall on me, yeah, yeah. Anointing fall on me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let your anointing fall tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. How many expecting the anointing tonight? Amen. And you'll get what you expect. Hallelujah. I believe God can meet us here. Amen. We might be few in number now, but that's okay. I remember a brother making a comment one time and said, if you have the opportunity to go to, amen, one of the a meeting where Brother Branham preached and there were thousands there. Amen. If you had the opportunity to be in a meeting like that, or if you had the opportunity to have a personal interview with the prophet, which one would you choose? And I said, you know what? I think I would choose the personal interview, especially if it was no sin in my life. Amen. I would want just one-on-one intimate time with Almighty God. Amen. And tonight, I believe he wants to give you that intimate time. Amen. Whatever you have need of, he's here to meet your need. Amen. He's here to meet your need. Do you believe that? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. Oh, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, say at the cross, say where I first saw the light. Oh, and the burden of my heart, it rolled away. Him for what He did for you at the cross. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. If it wasn't for the cross, where would we be tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Just one more song before we have our seats. Amen, you're Alpha and Omega. Amen. It's just a song of worship and praise. Hallelujah, you are Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah, we worship you. We worship you tonight, oh God. We worship you. Are worthy to be praised. Come on, you are Alpha and Omega. Say, you are Alpha and Omega. And Omega. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Word. Come on, one more time. You are Alpha and Omega. Say, you are Alpha and Omega. Come on, we worship you. Yes, we do. We worship you, my Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah, we give you all the glory. We give you all. Jesus, Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we glorify you. We exalt you in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, we give you all. Oh, the glory. We worship you, our Lord, for you. You are worthy to be praised. Come on, one more time. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Yeah. Oh, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I ask that you just prepare for tonight's tithes and offering. Amen. Again, we just appreciate being in His presence tonight. I believe good things can happen when we come in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thank you all for bringing the right atmosphere. Leaving your problems behind. Amen. The problem solver is on the inside of you tonight. Amen. If you focus on Him rather than the problem, I think everything will be all right. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Well, I come to get my portion anyway. Amen. I come to get mine tonight. I stand in need of more of Him. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. But the brothers just prepare to come at this time and have tonight's tithes and offering. Amen. And, after that, we want to just do something special if we can. We'd like to have Sister Mullins come and sing us a song tonight. Amen. Amen. It's the first time that they have come to West Palm Beach. They've been here in Florida, but been here West Palm Beach their first time. Amen. We're so happy to have, amen, both Brother and Sister Mullins, amen, from Florence, South Carolina. Every time we have gone to Florence, we have been blessed. Amen. We have been blessed. And we just thank God that they're here this time, and we trust that, you know, next time we'll be able to do something a little larger, amen, because we want the whole church to be able to come, amen, just be a blessing here. Let's just bow our heads as we just say a word of prayer over the offering. God, we come. We have this opportunity to give to you as you have given to us. Bless, Lord, our giving tonight. Use it for the furtherance of your kingdom. We trust, oh God, that you would continue to meet the needs of this church as well as meet the needs of your people. And Lord, we just pray that Lord, as we give cheerfully, that you restore back 100-fold. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for Brother Smiley. Amen. Being out with us tonight. And you know, I got so many calls, I should say, from different ones saying, Brother Jack, I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can make it. And I say, well, okay, that's fine. You know. I just feel like God got something in store. Anytime the devil start fighting like that, amen, God got something in store. And God got something, see. So, you know, and I'm so glad that we serve a Savior that would leave revival amongst many. Get into a boat, amen, go across a stormy sea just to reach one person. Amen. Just to get to one person. That's the God that we serve. So tonight, amen, I believe we got more than one here tonight. And
I believe God will meet us all here if we come, amen, with the right expectation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Mullis, if you would come at this time, amen, we will have you just give us a special. We thank God for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
It's good to be here. I woke up early this morning. I was able to get out of bed. Put on all of my garments. I said, thank you for my daily bread. I had eyes to see. I had feet to walk. I had a tongue and I began to talk. I said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. It could have been the other way. I said, it could have been the other way. Help me sing. It could have been the other way. He woke me this morning with the touch of his love. It could have been the other way. You can visit the sick and the shut in. Stop by the hospital too. You can ask those patients, how do they feel? And this is what they'll say to you. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But God Almighty made the enemy behave. I said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. It could have been the way. Help me sing. It could have been the other way. It could have been the other way. He woke me this morning with the touch of his love. It could have been the other way. If you love the Lord, sing. Could have been the other way. He woke us this morning. It could have been the other way. He woke me this morning with the touch of his love. It could have been the other way. I'ma sing it again. I woke up early this morning. I was able to get out of bed. Put on all of my garments. I said, thank you for my daily bread. I had eyes to see. I had feet to walk. I had a tongue and I began to talk. I said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. It could have been the other way. Help me sing. It could have been the other way. It could have been the other way. He woke me this morning with the touch of his love. It could have been the other way.
Praise the Lord. It could have been the other way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My. That's all right. God bless you, Sister Mullins. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. You sing songs like that, you start thinking about things that God has brought you through. You remember that accident that you almost had? It could have been the other way. So you're standing here tonight because God brought you through. Amen. It could have been the other way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And me and Brother Smiley, we've actually been in an accident. And when Mom and Daddy come to see the car, they didn't know how we made it out. But see, it could have been the other way. Amen. God brought us through for purpose, for reason. Amen. Thank God for that. My, that's all right. Hallelujah. See, them old time songs got meaning to them.
Amen. You like that. You like that. God bless you, sister. We appreciate that tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. As we just prepare our hearts, amen, for our precious brother Mullins coming, amen, to minister to our heart tonight. Amen. And drove about 8 hours to get here. And we just appreciate, amen, the sacrifice. And God know what he's doing. That's all I know is God know what he's doing. He's much smarter than I am. Amen. Much smarter. And I believe tonight that God has placed something in his heart to share with us. Amen. Not just tonight, but for this entire weekend. He'll be out at Okeechobee on Sunday morning. Amen. And then we'll have a service here on a Sunday night. Amen. Because God set this weekend up. See, this wasn't my plan or Brother Smiley's plan. This was God's plan. Amen. So when we do it, we like to do things a little different. But now God say, I got a word that I need y'all to hear. And forget all y'all planning and all that. Just let Brother Fred come on in. Amen. And I just believe God got something in store. So, amen. Just enter in tonight. Amen. Enter in. Let's sing that song, Amazing Grace. Sweet the sound. And as we just invite our brother Fred, amen, to the pulpit here tonight. We want him to take his liberty. Just let the Lord use him. Hallelujah. With your hands lifted and your eyes closed. That saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. I once was lost. I once was lost. But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Come on, sing it again. Amazing grace, oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved wretch like me. Hallelujah. I once was lost,
Jesus, a big hand clap right now. Come on, give him a hand clap to the Lord Jesus. He's worthy to be praised, ain't he? Do you know anybody else in the world deserves to praise like he deserves it? Ain't you glad for Jesus tonight? Where would we be if he wasn't here tonight? Oh, we'd be lost and undone, full of sin and so corrupt. But Jesus stopped by to tell you tonight, he made you worthy to praise his name. Because without his grace, we couldn't do it tonight. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Are you glad to be? I sang a little different than Brother Jack. I got a country slant to my singing. Now, my wife a little bit more than y'all style, but I'm a country style singer. Y'all might can't even find me on that keyboard. That's the sad part about it. I can't sing, but I like trying. So I don't know that embarrassment, wife. It don't really matter because the Bible says make a joyful noise. So I like rattling around. I want to be worthy. I want to be worthy to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be worthy. I want to be worthy to walk in Jerusalem, just like John, praying to be worthy. I'm praying to be worthy. I want to walk in Jerusalem, just like John. I said, I'm praying to be worthy. I'm praying to be worthy. I want to walk in Jerusalem, just like John. I want to tell you this here too. I'm singing to be worthy. I'm singing to be worthy. I want to walk in Jerusalem, just like John. How many want to walk in Jerusalem? Praying to be worthy. Come on, let's pray to be worthy. I'm praying to be worthy. I want to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness. We stand the same to pray, to be worthy to walk in that great city, Jerusalem, just like John. We ask tonight, Lord, that you bless this congregation, bless this pastor and his wife. Lord, thank you for allowing Brother Smiley also to drive across to be with us tonight, Lord. We just thank you for your people here, Lord. I ask now, God, that you move me out of the way and let the Lord Jesus visibly come on the scene. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. That's it, ladies. God bless you. I'm going directly to the Word tonight. It is a grand privilege to be. This is my first time, not in this city, but the first time here. But I think the Lord, for you to get your Bibles. You know. Now, my wife loves the Old Testament. She reads the Old Testament a lot, and I read the New Testament, so we combine it together, and then we get Christ. She's my helpmate. Sometimes she'll read a scripture that'll make something pop right open to me that I've read out of the New Testament. Or sometimes she can be praying about something, and I'll be talking about it. So we got such a union between one another. She kind of sort of know where I'm at. And I count that a privilege that I got a helpmate that in step with me. And I pray that every man have a good helpmate, because without them, we can't live with them. We can't live without them. Get tough sometimes, but you can't beat them when they're on the best. No wonder God loved us so much. He needed us, didn't he? But we sure needed him too. I'd like me to get Genesis, and I know she's not been in Genesis a lot, and so she heard this, and it might not. She might say, "Well, oh, I done heard this at the church. It was great, but I'm getting it again." But it might not come out like it did at the church. All right, now. And I'll tell you, I done preached it twice, but every time I hit this, it gets greater. Yeah, right. And we're going into a higher height, right, and a deeper depth, right, but it's in Christ. Yeah. Come on now. And the revelation is actually about Jesus. Yeah. You know, I told Brother Jack coming to Compass Mine, I said, we, in our early stage of our ministry, we was pushing Brother Branham real hard. Come on now. We was pushing, you know, trying to get people to see Brother Branham and see the squirrels and see the belt buckles. And we're just going on and on about Brother Branham. And Brother Branham, I heard Brother Branham say on tape that woke me up. He said, I'm afraid we're getting people to church and getting people to people, but we're not getting people to Christ. And I made a 90-degree turn in my ministry. I said, from now on, I won't push William Branham. I'll push Jesus Christ. Because if you ever see Christ, you'll see William Branham. Because the gift was not William Branham's gift. The gift ain't my gift. He just let us use these gifts. They all belong to him. Can you say amen? So how many love the Lord Jesus? Amen. So Adam had a gift. Adam had a gift, but I want to read it to you where you can be seated. In Genesis chapter 3. Verse 20 through 24, I'm going to read these three verses. I'll let you be seated. And then I think you'll kind of get a picture of where I'm headed at tonight. And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. You notice, only said she was the mother of all living. Not him, but she was the mother of all living. Is that right? So evidently Adam had a different race. Might have come out of her, but it was a different race. All right, can you say amen? Amen? And unto Adam also, and his wife did the Lord. Did I skip over what? Did I miss something? Verse 21, and to Adam also and his wife did the Lord make clothes. Is that right? Of skin. And clothed them. The devil showed him the necklace, but he didn't put no clothes on him. You know, the devil will script you, but he won't put clothes on you. He wants everybody to see you naked. Yeah. He showed them that he was naked, but he didn't tell them how to get clothes on them. So the father had to come and put clothes on them because they was naked. And when he came in our generation, we was naked. And he had to put clothes on us. Can you say amen? Or you thought you had clothes on, but you didn't have the proper clothes on. He had to come change your way of living. Can you say amen? So I want let's read a few more verses. And he says, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. Now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Now, you know who the tree of life is. I ain't got to go there. Right. And God didn't want him to touch him. Right. Didn't want no more fellowship with him because he's naked. Right. And he wasn't so mad about him being naked, but he knew he was naked. Uh-huh. Can you say amen? Amen? Therefore, the Lord sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Did you notice it didn't say keep him out of the tree of life, but keep the way of the tree of life? He wasn't trying to keep them out. Right. He just let them lose their way.
Come on.
Is that all right?
Yes,
sir. Because they knew where he was at, but he fixed it where they couldn't get back to him. Ooh. Is that all right?
Come on,
may the Lord bless you. You might be seated. And my subject tonight is the way.
Come on.
Now, let's read another scripture, and then you'll see why I call it the way. Now, they was naked, and the devil stripped them. Now, they did not know the naked day was veiled with a holy veil.
All right.
But Adam willfully took off his veil.
Right.
Eve was deceived out of her veil.
Right.
And then the devil left both of them standing there naked.
Come on.
And then God walks in being the Father that it is.
All right.
Come out in the cool of the day to fellowship with his son.
Yeah.
And his son hid for the first time.
All right, now.
For the first time, man hid from his father. And isn't it strange that Adam never had to run from the presence of God?
All right, now.
But he recognized that something was wrong, so he ran from the father.
Yeah.
And when he ran, he grabbed his wife and said, you better run too.
Woo.
So she and he run from God.
Yeah.
Showing that man always run from God.
Right.
Especially when they do wrong, they're really going to run. So they go running and hiding.
Yeah.
Well, when they hid themselves, God come down because the word come from heaven. Page 34 of the church's book. Brother Brown said, the word come from heaven.
Yeah.
That your son just fell like God didn't know it.
Oh,
but God kind of played it. Like, what? What's going on? Well, you ain't heard? Rumor is getting all over excited up there. Let me go down there. That old devil done messed up the God. God said, I'm not sending no angels. I'm not sending no cherubim to do this. I'm going down myself. So God goes down in the garden at the cool of the day and says, Adam! Where art thou?
Right.
I ain't never had to look for you. Where you at, son?
Woo.
He said, here I am.
Why
are you hiding from me?
Right.
I'm hiding.
Come on.
Because I did something I had no business doing.
Woo.
And I found out I was naked. So I had to hide from you.
Yeah.
And God said, you standing here with some clothes on that I didn't give you.
Woo.
What is this you got on? He said, well, I was naked and I thought I'd cover me and my wife with something that I wouldn't be ashamed of. What if you wouldn't have fellowship? If you wouldn't have come from behind the veil of the word, if you would have stayed with my word, you wouldn't have known you was naked and you wouldn't have had to hide. Is that all right? And then God told him, said, come here, son. Come here. You're not worthy anymore. I can't fellowship with you anymore, but I ain't going to leave you like this. Well, watch how much God loves us. When we do wrong, he still loves us. Come here, son. And the first murder in the garden. God goes up and grab a humble lamb. Rip the blood from him. Pull the skin off. Make clothes for his children. In the naked hour, he still dressed them. He clothed them, and then he tell them, you got to leave. You can't stay in my house. For what you've done, now I'm separating you from the way of the tree of life. Now, God wasn't talking to the cherubims, and he was not talking to them. The prophet of God said, he stood there and said, man has become one of us.
That's right.
The angels ain't knew nothing about no sin.
Come on.
The cherubims ain't knew nothing about no sin.
All right, now.
So somebody was up there by revelation, right, talking back to the Father by representation. Hello? Telling him, son, now the devil don't know who he's talking to as himself, but he's going to be in a body one day. They like us. They know now what's right and wrong. What should we do? Run them out. So he drives the man out, but in his thinking, he's coming back to get him. He's actually confusing the devil. If you ever, Brother Brown said, if you ever get a revelation of this, it will absolutely, your power, you will, the whole mystery will be to you. He's running them out, but he actually ain't running them. He's only playing a drama to upset the devil. Actually, the devil done him a favor by letting his son fall. The devil done him a favor by sleeping with his wife. Because God had some attributes, and those attributes was us. He had some thoughts he wanted to express, and he could not express those attributes unless somebody was in a fallen condition. Except somebody was sick. Except somebody was lost. And all those attributes was in him, bottled up, and he wanted to let them out. Is that all right? I'm going too fast. Well, Adam goes out. No, let me read you this, because it touched my church. I mean, I had to stop preaching, give them a few minutes for worship when I read this. I actually had to quit preaching, step back, and I shouted too right along with them. So I'm going to read it to y'all. I'm going to get this point to you first. They're leaving. God done told them, go. The scripture says he drove them out. Well, let's see what God's doing. Let's just read the drama and let's see what God's doing. Let's see if he's actually running them or what he's doing. Now, let's see, is he playing with their integrity? Either way you put it, God got something going on that the devil don't know nothing about. You know, God always got something going on, the devil don't know. It's all right. The Bible and the message says death had entered in, into the garden. How do we know? Do we hear the voice of the Spirit raise up in the first age? For who will hear the word as he is calling? To only the overcomer who eats of the tree of life. Let's take that standard and let's leave it right there. And when Adam was standing there, and Eve, that beautiful statue here of her. While she was standing there, that old blood skin running down her legs. Adam and this great fine statue of a man, and the blood, the skin running down him. And God standing there pronouncing death, sorrow, heartaches, and destruction. God is pronouncing judgment on his children because they disobeyed his word. But watch how beautiful this is going to get. Then I can see Eve put a lovely head on Adam's shoulder. And he puts his arms around her. They started weeping and turned around and start to walk out the presence of God. And God departed from him. He's a sinner. There you are, judgment. Now he's saying this on preparation. Then he says, then when I heard them leaving, I heard them going down along the path of the Garden of Eden. Right. Something like this. Brother Bam slapped to this. What is it? Blood is sheepskin. Yeah. Slapping on Adam's leg. That's right. That's right. And he went down. Yeah. Then I could see all that great space. Conforming down like a funnel to four letters, love. Boy, love is something, ain't it? He's seen his children in a fallen condition. He's seen his children with no way to get back. But love constrained God. Love got a hope to God. He sees his children leaving and he turns. Then I can hear him say, stop! I will put intimate between thy seed and the serpent, promising a redeemer. God making preparation for a redeemer. They wasn't lost. He was just fulfilling his plan. He was making preparations while they was leaving. But before you go, wait a minute. I want to tell you, you got to go. But I'm going to make a way for you to come back. You might fall, but he got a way for you to come back. You might make a mistake, but he got a way for you to come back. Don't you let nobody tell you you can't come back. You can always come back. Just do like the prodigal son. Get up and realize you got a father that owns everything. Cat on hillside. Got records. Get up off your knees. Quit eating with the devil. And say, I believe I'll go back home. Adam decided to go back home. I want to walk in Jerusalem like John. He says in the scripture now. Now he runs Adam out. He makes him leave, but his heart, that funnel of love, breaks him down and says, stop. Watch, this will throw the world and throw a lot of people in this message. They don't catch what the prophet says. He says the statement he made to him of God, Adam, I will put intimacy between thy seed and the serpent's seed. The woman don't have no seed.
There you go. There you go.
And the devil don't understand what he's talking about. What seed is he talking about? He wasn't talking about Abel. He wasn't talking about Seth. He wasn't talking about Abraham. He was talking about another seed. He actually was talking about himself. He was finna place himself in seed form in the womb of a woman, and it wasn't Eve either, it was Mary. He was looking all the way down 4,000 years on down the line at a virtuous woman named Mary in a city where prostitutes come from, and was going to plant himself in the Virgin Mary and was going to whip the devil. The only thing he was doing was telling part of his plan without telling it. He kept the devil locked up because the devil did not know who he was talking about. Even Adam didn't know at that time. It was a total mystery. All he knew, God was going to bring him back. But now the devil is wondering how Adam and Eve are going to get back. He know there's going to be a seed that's going to destroy him. So I got to destroy that seed first. That's what it says. If you got a seed that's stronger than what I got, then I need to kill that seed.
All right, now.
That's the devil thinking.
Yeah.
Brother Ransom, they was standing with them old big ears, listening to God tell his children, I'm running you, but I already started making preparation for your return. So now the devil hears this and he gets to thinking, who is it that's going to take my place? Who is it that's stronger than Adam? Because Adam was pretty strong.
Yeah.
Adam named 500,000 species.
Yeah.
Adam moved trees out of their place.
Yeah.
Adam messed with nature.
Right.
Adam, when he'd get cool, he'd tell the breeze, calm down.
Right.
Because he had the voice of the resurrection. He had the power. He had the book of redemption. He had the abstract title deed to redemption. He had the very plan of God. Because when he fell, all us fell with him. He sold us out to get his wife back. Hallelujah. God sells heaven out to get us back. So he is leaving Adam out the garden to get old and to get sick, and then God pulled a trick on the devil. Watch another trick he pulled on the devil. He takes the serpent that defiles Eve, and he cuts him down on his belly. No more will Adam see mangled with human seed. Now that really got the devil, because now he ain't got no tool to work with, he thinking. But the devil thinks, okay, he got him. I put my seed in her.
Yeah.
I got a seed that's going to come. That will have more seeds that will destroy that seed he's talking about. So when Cain born, the devil truly thinks that he's going to win because he's going to anoint Cain to kill Abel. See, it's about two spirits. It's about two spirits. Who going to conquer who? Brother Ben said, it's a chess match. They kind of like playing chess now. One king pushing another king. So God makes his move and let both sons be born. One of them a bastard.
Yeah, that's right.
I hope that don't hurt your ears. Brother Ben said he was not a son of God, so he was a bastard. He was a serpent seed born of a serpent out of the womb of Eve and mangled in the human race. Looked like a man, talked like a man, act like a man, had a soul like a man. But he had a soul that could not be redeemed. Walks around in the garden, and then God take these cherubims, and he put a flaming sword.
Yeah.
One.
Uh-huh.
Well, you say flaming sword, but don't say it. Say flaming sword.
All right.
Single.
Yeah.
Flaming sword. Cherubim standing, but a flaming sword. It wasn't a natural sword. It was the word.
Amen.
The word was standing guarding the word.
Oh, my.
I didn't know that until the prophet laid that in on me. I said, whoa! He wasn't a literal sword that had to chop at nobody.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. No more than it was seven angels in his hand. It was one spirit represented through seven church angels.
Right. Yeah.
Are you with me? Yeah. Okay, now here this cherubim standing there on the church down there, guarding the way of the tree of life.
Right.
Holding a mystery that they can't come back in.
Right.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Then Adam and Eve be drove away. Then the boys draw. They go in the presence of the Lord. Both of them built altars.
That's right.
Both of them prayed.
Amen.
Both of them talked to God.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
The great moment come to bring the sacrifice.
Amen.
What will you bring God? And they get down and they pray. Cain catches a revelation of beans and taters. Beautiful flowers and nice dressed clothes and everything going his way. Abel picked up the revelation of blood.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shoot something to y'all. You know we was always in the mind of God, right?
Amen.
He saw God in God's mind pick up blood
Amen.
And slew a lamb.
Right.
So he acts like his father.
Yeah.
He did a lamb.
Amen.
God said, now that's my boy.
Amen.
You know what God said? That's my boy. He acting in his mind, he said, now that's my boy. He acting just like I.
Yeah.
I took blood, now he taking blood. He knew Cain wasn't his boy because he was taking up guard. Hello? But Abel was taking up blood.
Amen.
He walks in the presence of God with his blood and lamb. He gives it to God, and God said, you've done well.
My God.
Oh, I'm proud of you, my son. Now, worship with me.
Yeah.
Then Cain, being older son, he walks up and said, here's mine. I said, I can't use that.
Yeah.
You're always putting Abel ahead of me.
Oh,
God said, why are you so rough? Here's something. I'll tell you what. Watch God's compassion steal. I want to tell you, Cain, if you can get this evil spirit off you and bring the right sacrifice, I'll let you find a way. I will let you find a way to eternal life. Abel said, I ain't doing nothing. You know why he wasn't doing nothing? Because he ain't never had nothing. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. Because if God tell me tonight, what you doing ain't right, but if you stop and do this, I'll show you the way. I stop right then. Because I want to be in the will of God. How many feel that way? I don't want to be worshiping God in vain. I want to know what I'm doing is God's way. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God is so real. Now, what are we trying to find? Are we trying to find a prophet? Are we trying to find some great man? What is this way we're trying to find? St. John's, hallelujah, 14:6. Let's see what we're trying to find, the way that we lost. Let's pick up the way that Jesus said he put cherubims at the gate. So they couldn't get there. Let's see what was he talking about. St. John 14:16, what he said. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Right.
He put cherubims at the door where they couldn't find the way. But now he's telling them, I am the way.
Amen.
The way I said you couldn't find, now I'm telling you, I'm that way. Oh boy, when Brother Brandon shot that to me, he was only keeping them hip on the revelation of Christ.
Amen.
Now Christ is exposing. I'm that way.
Amen.
I'm that manna that come down.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to the revelation, people. Jesus is expressing who he was. And Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, he said he was the way, the truth, and the life. The truth and the life was lost in the garden.
That's exactly right.
He was the tree of life.
Amen.
And the tree of life was the truth.
Yeah.
And they lost it. But now he's telling them, I'm that way.
Yeah.
If you want to come to me, I am that way.
Amen.
But now he knew they couldn't do it.
Amen.
He knew they couldn't do it because he told them, if you know Moses and Abraham, you know me.
Yeah.
But because you can't receive me, you certainly didn't know them. Because I was before either one of them. Now, he was telling them because they could not find the way.
Right.
The Bible says straight is the gate and narrow is the way. And a few that'll find it. But when I said election, God has picked up a few people by revelation to know the way. What is the way? Christ is the way.
Amen.
You can't get to heaven except you come through Christ because he said, I'm the door. This entire message is revealing Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord. When you pick up a message book, when you read your Bible, if it ain't reflecting Jesus Christ, go back and read it again. You missed something somewhere along the way. Somebody say amen in here.
Hallelujah.
I am
the way.
Amen.
I'm the truth and I'm the life.
My God.
No man can know the Father except that it is revealed by me.
Amen.
In John chapter 6, Jesus told them so. He gives them another statement in John chapter 6. I thought it was very powerful. Listen, I love preaching, but I couldn't have been more. I just want to break this down to you.
All right.
In John chapter 8, I believe it's in 6. 6 and 8, that's what I want to be here. He breaks them a great revelation that blows the world mind. He's going to tell them who he is, and he still ain't going to see him. One of the disciples of Andrew and Simon Peter, the brother, said unto him, there where they laid him, which, and I might not be in the right place, so I got to go back and see. It's in John 6 and 8. And it's only 6 and 8. I got to rope down my rope, but I'll tell you where he said it and you'll get it. Where he said, except you eat the flesh of some 55. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I'm in him. As the living Father has what?
Sent
me,
right.
And I have lived by the Father. So he that eateth me, even shall live by me.
Right.
He's telling them who he is.
Amen.
Without saying that he's God.
Right.
But he's saying,
yes.
As the Father sent me, so I send you.
Yes.
And if you can eat me, you can come to the door. You've got to understand who I am.
Amen.
I'm that bread that comes down in the wilderness.
Amen.
Your fathers did eat this manna, but they're all dead.
My God.
You know why they're dead? Because they couldn't see Christ. If you go in the church book and follow the prophet along this, you will see he's got one pencil thing in mind. He's trying to pencil the people. See, if you don't see Christ in every chapter of the book, if you can't see that he's the way, you are just like the Pharisees and Sadducees. You're blind and you don't even know it. This is not a man's message. This is Christ's message.
Amen.
Watch him put it in perspective.
Yeah.
The message, Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Right.
Watch how he described it. He said Jesus is the mystery of God revealed. Is that right?
Right.
He says Christ is the mystery of God revealed. What makes Christ a mystery? Because he hid it in the garden.
My.
But now Christ is revealing God in human flesh.
Come on.
In the New Testament, he was revealing God veiled in human flesh. I and my Father are one.
Glory.
Philip, when you see me, you've seen the Father. Glory. He's actually revealing God in flesh.
Amen.
That's Christ revealing God in flesh. Amen. But in his last day, the bride revealing Christ in flesh.
Oh my, that's right.
The anointing that was in Christ has been established in the heart of the bride. And now this is the bride coming to Christ. It's revealing Christ in flesh.
Come on now.
If we could see how great we are. If we could see how powerful we are. And oh God, the ministry that he's entrusted with us. He's given us his very mind.
Amen.
He's given us his very divine law.
Amen.
His divine, we got thus saith the Lord, or we'll keep still.
Amen.
At the opening of those seals, Brother Aaron said, the moment them seals was ripped off,
yes,
the lids of hell was exposed.
Amen.
Because once God started revealing himself,
yeah,
every spirit of the devil come on the scene, because he realized the garden has been restored back.
Now.
Adam and Eve is back again.
Oh,
he see Adam and Eve back on earth again, and he want to go at Eve, but not this time.
Amen.
The first Eve failed, the second Eve failed, but this Eve is ordained not to fall.
Amen.
We will not sleep with false teaching. We will not eat false teaching. This Eve was certain of her lover, and she will not let him go. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
We know who our husband the word is. We cannot be deceived.
Amen. That's right.
This last day bride cannot be deceived.
Amen.
Impossible.
Amen.
This message is so much love in it. I want to say this, and I see it happening everywhere. There was a time
And if you mention a meeting, there wouldn't be a seat for nobody. Didn't make no difference who was coming to preach.
That's right. That's
people just want to be in a meeting.
Amen.
You mention a meeting, now they find something to do. This age is dying, bro.
Come on now.
This is a dying breed now.
Yes.
I've been here 38 years, and I'm telling you, I've seen a lot come and a lot go. This age is dying fast.
Yeah.
Brother Brown said, wouldn't be nothing but a handful make it.
Amen.
And as you can see, she's thinning down.
Amen.
She ain't many. People don't have the burning desire.
Come on.
They don't have the love of God no more.
Amen.
They don't want to be in church no more. It's only on daytime. If it's outside of daytime, they don't want to be here. The first time we roll up in Florida, in the early 80s, when we roll up in Florida and we hit the streets, y'all went in the little old back barn looking building. James had a rag hanging over the door when you walked in. You had to walk through a rag. But there was so much love, there wasn't no room for you to sit at. But, buddy, we piled in and we had church. People appreciated the word back then. But we done got so modernized. We done got so socialized. And we done got so buffed up so we don't recognize Christ anymore. But let me tell you, we need to go back to the old landmark. We need to get back like we used to worship. We need to get back the way Christ supposed to be in our lives and stop trying to be pretty and get back to the word of God. People have lost their burning desire to be in the house of the Lord. I will not let my church die. I refuse to let her die. I refuse to stand and watch her die. It ain't no dying time. It's a living time. Hallelujah. We're pushing Jesus back in the heart of the bride. We done got so caught up in man so we don't even know how to worship no more. We try to even carry our Bible like the man. We tilt our hat like the man. We need to be carrying Christ around like that. We need to be acting like that about Christ. And if we get Christ on our heart like that, we can have some church around here. As big as this city, y'all ought to be on every street corner, passing out cards and tracts. Sinners ought to be all over this building here. They ought to be crying at the altar. We done built ourselves four corners, and we got Jesus all to ourselves. But Jesus told us to go into all the world. Tell everybody about this gospel. Quit running the church and trying to prove yourself. Run out in the streets and prove the ministry. Go be a witness to mankind. Lost and dying generation, and you sitting around trying to be pretty. Not fluent, I don't know up front. Ain't nothing pretty about you. You ain't no good. If any good is Christ, outside of Christ, you ain't nothing but dirt waiting to be burnt.
Yes,
nobody don't want to witness no more. Can't hardly get them to sing. Can't hardly get them to testify. Can't hardly get them to pay their tithe. Can't hardly get them to pay offering. Can't hardly get them to come to church. People don't want to do nothing no more. Going back to the television. Going back to the wind garment. Going back to the things of the world. Going back to the movies. They forgot about the love of Christ. They forgot about Christ ain't dead. He's alive. You know, I thought it was a beautiful thing. Brother Smiley, I thought it was a beautiful thing when y'all putting out tapes and CDs singing. All that great singing they're doing, man, tape tracks, your mom and them all leading away, Sister Burles and her sister, and all them singing together, singing them great revelated songs, and everything was happening.
Yeah.
Well, it was blossoming like a big old banana tree. Bananas hanging everywhere. And Brother Man said, you one great big happy family, but the devil won't let it stay that way. He said, but when you see the devil coming, you wax real close together. That's what we forgot to do. We enjoyed the singing. We enjoyed the preaching for a little while. But when the devil come in blowing his nose and throwing his tissue around, we got scared. But I'm here to tell the devil, his days of blowing his nose, his days of putting snot on me is over. I'm blowing my nose now, and he the snot rag. Let somebody say amen. I'm no longer his tissue. He has become my tissue. He become the ground that I walk on now. He ain't walking on me anymore because I got Christ in me, the hope of glory. Somebody say amen. Why don't you arise and shine? The evening light has come. It's time for this bride. Not Malachi 4, but Luke 17:30 need to be on display in somebody's heart today. It is time to wake up. Man, I rode through this city so big and beautiful. How many people you told about Christ lately? How many grocery stores went in and told somebody about Christ? Oh, they think they know Christ. They don't know Christ. But you can help them find the truth, Christ. How many bathrooms you left a message book or left a track in? Or how many Walmarts you went in and told them, rather shopping for a bargain, shopping to save somebody's soul? How many? How many young people's schoolhouses you don't went to and was a witness? Jesus told us to be witnesses to all the world, until all the most parts of the earth. And then when it's the gospel and went around the world, we can go home. The reason why we ain't went home yet, nobody ain't telling nobody nothing. We need to get out and stop talking so much and talk about Jesus. Hello, somebody. We're too caught up in ourselves. We need to turn self loose and let Christ be the center of our life. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
That's what happened to Adam and Eve. They got caught up in themselves, and they got lost along the journey. The Pharisees and Sadducees got caught up in their fine robes, and they missed Jesus.
Amen.
I'm afraid people today are getting caught up in their fancy cars. They fine robes, a good job with good money. And I guarantee you, but a lot of people could have been to church tonight, but they ain't got time for church.
Come on.
You can get Ed Biscuit and a group ain't coming to Ed Biscuit. You can get anybody you want now. It'll take more than a preacher to get people in church now.
My.
I don't care who you invite now. Let's get Brother Dinah Raiden. Let's get Brother Biscuit. Let's get Jack Cole. If you get Brother Branham back, they wouldn't come see Brother Branham now.
My.
People done got so caught up now, they don't love the Lord no more. You, look, this look.
Yeah.
It's dying everywhere. I told my church, don't die before me.
Amen.
If you want to die, go to the denominational church. But don't die before me. My church is called Life Tabernacle. Don't sit here and die. We got something to shout about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But smile, we don't come to church sitting looking at one another with our hands full. Matter of fact, I didn't come in to preach something deep and trying to make myself look good. I'm trying to push Christ. Well, I don't need to tell you, you need the Holy Ghost. That's what's wrong with a lot of mess people. They got the book and tape, but they ain't got the Holy Ghost. I don't care how good you can preach, how good you can say, if you got the Holy Ghost, you won't have no desire. The only thing that will give you a desire to serve God, you got to have something burning on. The Holy Ghost is a mighty burning flaming fire. And it flames within your heart. The paradise of God's in your heart. And if you got him in your heart, you ought to be telling somebody else about the gospel. I started out with one member and four children. And two of them was babies. But I had a vision. I was like Abraham. And every odd was against me and Brother Smiley. Wasn't ever say we weren't pastors, say we was evangelists doing something that we ain't got no business doing. They put us down as deep as you can put them. Kicked us in the dirt. I called Brother Smiley, I said, they didn't say all they want to say, but God told me.
Amen.
Jesus anointed me to preach the acceptable year of the gospel.
Amen.
He has sent me to the poor and to the lame and the halt and to preach the acceptable year. I said, I don't care who against me, don't care who's talking about me, don't care who running me down, and a lot of dark days come up for me, but I kept Jesus in front of me. When all my friends and my family turned their back on me, I had one man I could turn to. He never said no. That man's name was Jesus. When I didn't have the rent money, he paid the rent. When I couldn't get members, he let drunks come into church. Snotty-nosed drunks, prostitutes come off the street, people that had double married and stuff come off the street, and them same snotty-nosed, double married, messed up people, that they got the Holy Ghost, they wipe their nose now, they change their clothes now, they love Jesus now, because I didn't run them off, I felt just as bad as they felt. We ain't got time to worry about how people look. We need to see what's on the inside of a man. Well, if you want to get something stirred up about, remember who you were. Go back when you was trashy. Go back when nobody didn't care nothing about you. And something come motivated you. And then take your motivation and go motivate somebody else. Because Christ sent us here to be witnesses to a lost and dying. And if Adam and Eve would have stayed busy with witnessing to the animals, they wouldn't have got in trouble.
Hallelujah.
Let's go a little bit farther. My time's going. I can't help you. I see a dying breed.
Amen.
I see a dying breed, but we have to remember.
Yeah.
327 and 24, 324, the church had booked. Brother Branham said, now you watch, a coldness will come.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My God.
He called it the last day spirit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There's a cold wave blowing through the message of Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
People have lost their desire.
Yes, sir.
Everybody that knew I was coming should have told somebody.
That's right.
There's a strange fellow coming down.
Uh-huh.
We've heard of him.
Oh,
he's never been in our church.
Uh-huh.
You should maybe be like, this man has really got something going on.
Uh-huh.
There's a man coming from a long way.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, when y'all coming up our way,
yes,
I get on the radio, I do everything because I want people to know Christ coming to my house.
Right.
Oh my.
Brother James came to my church last week.
Uh-huh.
His car broke.
Uh-huh.
He caught my Sunday morning service. He said, you preach Sunday morning. You must be the talk to him. He says, I'm going to sit and listen this morning. So I was introducing Jesus Christ. And I read a quote where Brother Branham says, look at eternity dwelling in mortal bodies.
Amen.
Well, his car shut down, and my wife, I'm telling you, and the mechanic couldn't fix it on Sunday.
Right.
I I said, if you find an alternator, and you don't fix Hummers, you got to take them to shop. I said, if you find an alternator or fit it, I'll fix it. They called the place. I didn't tell you how much alternator cost. That's irrelevant. We went and got the alternator, and Brother Diggs and Brother Greg stood there, and in 30 minutes, God put the alternator on. Brother Diggs come preach in my church Sunday night after he got a coffee. He said, the first thing I'm going to tell y'all, God fixed my car. God, eternity dwelling in a mortal body, took riches and fixed my car. He said, I ain't going to have no more trouble because God fixed my car. He wasn't joking. He seen God in majesty. If we could get that revelation that it's not a man or a woman, but it's God in majesty, we'd feel better about church. God, help the bride. Help the people to see. We ain't coming to church to see one another. We're bringing these licks of fire together. Trying to build a big fire to put the devil out. And I told my church, I know y'all having a hard time in the church. I know battles in your mind. Everybody battling. The preacher's putting on that week, but we're going through. There's a war going on in your mind. You passing these people. Amen. Then you got a family. Amen. Then the job bugging you. Yeah. The world bugging you. That's you got to walk around all day long fighting spirit. Amen. And people ain't got to worry about just their problem.
Yeah.
And they think they got a lot on them.
Come on,
let me tell you, some preachers got a lot more on them than what you think they got on them. And we walk around with all y'all problems, all our family problems, and the world problems, and the devil telling us, you're preaching the wrong revelation. I fixed him with that. He said, you're deceiving them people to hell. You're a false preacher. You ain't going to make it. You blaspheme. I said, you know what, devil? If I'm all that, why are you wasting your time? You spending time calling me the devil, you must be worried about me. Because if you knew you had me, you wouldn't be wasting no time. I know why you talking to me, because I'm your biggest problem. You know if I get a truth, I'm going to tell the bride. You know if I find out something about Jesus, the bride's going to know it. I got a big mouth for the Lord. How many got a big mouth for the Lord? Not a big mouth about your neighbors, but a big mouth about the Lord. Let the church say amen. It's time to put Jesus back on the front foot. It's time to put Christ back in your life. Christ in your home. Christ on your job. Christ in your car. Get this revelation back and you'll be a successful Christian. Let the church say amen. Let's see when you get naked. Let's see something else. I'm exposing it all. I'm going to tell it all. God will tell him, come hold me. No, sir. God will tell me on this bush, what am I supposed to do? soldiers get close to him with what he had on. God's not going to let you just get this revelation any kind of way. Come on, read it. Come on. Read it. I'm sorry. Come on. Wasn't the Garden of Eden a holy place? What made it so holy? The God that come down during the cool of the day. What makes that mountain so holy? God come down. But a man that was not holy come in that presence. And because he come in the presence, God tells him, wait a minute. Don't come up on me. Don't roll up on me like this. Stop for a minute. I need for you to change your appearance. We will never go his way till we change our appearance. You can't have two masters. One of them got to go. Brother Man said that old nature has to die. You must get rid of that old book and get the new book operated. Now, if you don't know what the new book is, that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said what we need is an old-fashioned revival to break out and give us a soul change. Now, how many want God to change your nature? Say amen. If it ain't changing, you tell God, change it. Because you ain't going to make the rapture without the Holy Ghost. But man said nobody will be in the rapture without the token. Now, you have the books. You ain't going in the rapture. You have the tapes. You ain't going in the rapture. You can dress real nice. You ain't going in the rapture. He didn't tell you to go put on a coat and make the rapture. He told you to get the new birth. Amen. Get the Holy Ghost and you'll go in the rapture. So many people got them tapes and them books and trying to act like Brother Mantle and go miss this rapture. They're going to miss it. A lot of people ain't got a bit more Christ than a jaybird do. They don't have Christ, but they cannot preach me and you. Cain was just as smart as Abel now. If you go to the book of Ezekiel, you'll find out that God even testified that Lucifer was wiser than Daniel. My. He was. Than David and Daniel. He was. The Bible said in the 20th chapter, his beauty got him. And his wisdom was wiser than Daniel's. His stature was even better. He was more smart. But I said, you ain't no match for the devil. If you don't get a new birth, the devil will wipe you clean. You got to get Christ in your heart. There ain't no ifs, ands, and but about it. You got to be born again with the Spirit of Christ, or there is no rapture for you people. You don't need no. You don't need to wear Brother Man's coat. You don't need his hat. You need the God the man has. We've got this thing so messed up that people quit in church. They don't even know why they're quitting. They ain't got no desire no more. Because they were sold on a book in my Christ. Clear's the truth. Because if they ever got Christ, they wouldn't quit church.
Amen.
If people had the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, all those people that have been with us. Sister Brush, you remember all the people that was with us? Oh. Jack, was you in the mess the same time your mama was? Okay, do you remember all the people?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the crowds and crowds? Where they at today?
Amen.
What has happened? Yeah. They had forms of godliness, but denied the power thereof. In such has turned away.
Amen.
It's hard to say that. A lot of your cousins, a lot of your friends,
exactly right. The
world has swallowed up.
That's exactly right.
Going back to every modern thing that goes. Paul said, if I build again, the things that I once tore down, I make myself a transgressor. All that great saying y'all put together. Let us step into vision. Great song. How can I walk away?
Come on now.
How can I turn away?
Yeah.
Oh, how I'll never walk away. Even if it costs me my life, I'll gladly sacrifice. Did y'all sing that? Look at all them singers way there today. They lied in their song. They sung a song they did not believe. You gotta say amen. I'll say amen for you. Oh, how I'll never walk away. Is that? They wrote a beautiful song. I got it on my desk today. And they walked away. That's what the 70 elders told Jesus. We'll never leave you, Jesus. We'll always stay with you. Jesus said, you mean that? We didn't eat my flesh. Drink my blood. And when he said that, 70 of them walked away. Why did they walk away? Because they didn't know who he was. Why does people walk away from this message? Because they don't know who the message is. They think the message is William Branham. It is not William Branham. The message is Jesus Christ. How to say amen. It's the truth anyway. If I don't ever get a chance to tell, I'm going to tell everybody I'm going to die in church. I'm going to let people know we did it wrong.
Amen.
We messed up.
Amen.
We got innocent people messed up. They don't know no better. If they called Brother Branham died, the message dead. Right. Brother Branham was not the Savior. He was the voice of the Savior. Amen. Brother Branham was not the sacrifice. He was the voice of the sacrifice. He was the messenger to the church age. But now we're not in the church age that Brother Branham was in. I meant to throw that brick at you. Brother Branham was a prophet born out of due season. Brother Branham never made it. He introduced the bride age. But God took him off the scene. Joshua the Holy Ghost is in the bride age leading the bride. Amen. I can read it to you where he said so. Amen. I can read it to you right now in three books where God had to move him off the scene. Because people started baptizing in his name. Started calling him Christ. And God had to get him out of the way. Because no man gives God glory. Hello, somebody. So God moved Malachi 4 off the scene. As John said, I must decrease so he can increase. Brother Branham knew he had to decrease so God could increase. So where God at now? He's in a bride body.
Hello, somebody.
And he said, I'd rather be a traitor than to take the place of my Lord Jesus. He said, I'm not the one that healed. God did the healing. He said, I'm not the one that called that storm up. God did. I'm not the one stopped. I'm not the one when that killer bull come running out quieting. God did. Amen. He said, the voice you hear is mine, but it's him that's speaking. Amen. Where y'all missing that? Y'all got caught up in the flesh. Thank God for getting me out of that.
Amen.
It ain't changed my love for Brother Branham. I just understand his position.
Amen.
God, Sister Burris, I love it more than anybody, and I've been in it much longer than a lot of you. It ain't changed my love for the message. I just got a better understanding of the message. I just understand my prophet come here to show me the way. And he showed me the way, but he couldn't tell me in the way. I needed a higher power to get me in the way. He led me to the trough, but he couldn't give me the drink. It took a higher power to get me the drink. It took the Lord of glory.
If the man himself can say he's not the Savior, then it's not blaspheme for me to repeat it. He's not the Savior.
Amen.
If the man said it was Jesus did the work, then I'm not ashamed to be a repeater. Jesus did the work. But not that I'm a repeater, but I got a revelation. I know who lives in me. How many of you know who live in you? A man don't live in me. Christ live in me.
Now I'm going to say something to y'all that Brother Ram said. He says, now God cannot be a person unless he got a personality. And he can't have a personality except he got a body. Huh? Luke 17:30 cannot be Luke 17:30 except we got a body. Is that all right? So Christ cannot be a man except we got a body. Because his body's on the throne. Is that looking to the incident in 1957? His body's on the throne sitting as a memorial. But he's down here on earth in another body called the bride of Christ. And he got a personality. And you got to have the right kind of personality for God to live in you. Is that all right? So you ought to feel good tonight to know that eternity dwells in your mortal body.
Brother Jack,
that's all right. I would thought somebody would jump up and say, my God, God took deity, eternity, and broke a piece off and put it in me.
That's exactly right.
I'm just as eternal as God eternal.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
See, simple revelation, just don't move people. They want me to be saying 7th on 3rd pool, Luke 17:30, page 10 in the seal book. That's fine. I know all that too. But I want to give you the theme of the book. I want to give you the man in the middle. I want to give you who did all that. You need eternity dwelling in your mortal body because you can't make it without that. You can have the quotes, you can have the knowledge, but if you ain't got the person, you ain't no good. My God, I'll say it for you. My God, it is time for people to get back to the message, people. Go back and read Christ in Mr. Gabriel. He said, God the only wanted preeminence in your life. Preeminence. He wanted control of your life.
And then we ran through the hell and said, Lord, kill all the William Brown.
I'm going to rush it, Brother Branham. He wants to die. I hate William Branham. Kill all of them. Let Christ live.
Lord, I prayed. I heard a man praying. Lord, William Branham, save me. I heard an idiot. William, Lord, William Branham, will you heal me?
That's a man who don't have a revelation. And young children here and pray that way, he will deceive them. So just like the devil's trying to deceive the people with the truth.
Now, y'all want some powerful statements? Brother Branham takes it back to Daniel. When Nebuchadnezzar's men built a statue and called it Belshazzar and made it out of holy man and gave it Daniel's name and then tried to make them worship it because it was a holy statue, they thought. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, Daniel ain't my God.
That's right.
And I love Daniel, but I'm not going to worship a statue because it ain't after Daniel. I know God uses Daniel, but Daniel ain't saved me. I don't pray to Daniel three times a day. They told him, Daniel's all right, but I can't pray to Daniel. I got to pray to the God of Daniel. Tell on somebody. Daniel himself wouldn't even bow to a statue. Me being no good, y'all make a statue of me. I ain't praying to me. I need the God that brought me here. He rejected his own self too. And Brother Brandon rejected his own self. And I'm going to reject my own self because there ain't number one God who's above all, through all, and in you all. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen.
Moses is not God. Moses killed.
Amen.
Broke a man's neck.
Yeah.
Moses got a hot temple. But you can't read where Jesus got a hot temple.
Amen.
You can't read where Jesus never messed up. But all the way through the Bible, all the men of God messed up. All but one.
Amen.
All the men of God had flaws but one.
Glory.
All of them. One got married a couple of times. Very good man of God. Stood up and imitated him. My God. My God. Why that was David just imitating Jesus.
Yeah.
He had a flaw. Took another man's wife.
Right.
And he murdered him too.
Amen.
Hello?
That's right.
God still didn't get upset with him. He still saved him. That shows you divine love. That shows you predestination. That shows you God knows what he's doing. Somebody say amen. Because he knew we was going to mess up and get somebody else's wife. We was going to mess up and tell a lie. We was going to mess up and kill somebody. And the same way he looked out for him, he's looking out for me and you. Can somebody say amen? His mercy is extended grace. It looks out for you before you even got here. Can the church say amen? How many of y'all the devil told you, you're done so bad there's no help for you?
Oh, yeah.
I was a bad devil. Now, under my first book, if I could show you my first book, you say, oh, Brother Fred, how could the Lord call you to preach? Oh, Brother Fred, you know why I'm running so hard? Because I don't want that book to be dug up and showed back to everybody. That book was a book the devil don't need to read.
Amen.
You heard Paul say it was blasphemy on blasphemy. I can absolutely agree with him. I was a blasphemy on blasphemy. I've done some things that I am so ashamed that I don't even tell my wife about my past.
Amen.
Honey, if you don't want to know nothing about it, what I done under my old book for marriage, let's don't talk about it. It ain't worth talking about. That's how come God don't bring our past back up. He ain't interested in what I used to be. He wants to know what I am today. Can somebody say amen? That's why I love Jesus. He don't care about my past. He's worried about my future. So much to be said about this glorious message, boy. It's Christ.
Yeah.
The same angel was Moses was back here in this day.
Come on now.
The same angel that stood in Jesus is back here today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when the devil was looking for who the child was, an angel told Joseph and Mary, Hail Mary, thou art highly favored.
Amen.
The devil heard that.
Yeah.
But man said, you got big ears if you listen. Hail Mary, you're the one. They thought it was John, too, because remember, Elizabeth got one. God kind of twisted it up a little bit. Had two holy men to be born.
Yeah.
One of them needed God, and the other was God. Two men of God, one of them needed God, and the other was God. Hello? And John testified it. Behold the Lamb of God, who come to take away the sins of the earth. John testified, I'm not him. John didn't want. They tried to make him Jesus too. You know, everybody want to make somebody Jesus. John said, not me. I'm not the one. I'm not even worthy to lace his shoes. But I'll tell you what, when you see him, you'll have to identify with him. And then Jesus told him, who's us to fulfill all righteousness.
Amen.
And they tried to make John jealous.
Right.
Since you said you weren't Jesus, all your disciples leaving you. They all going down there with that prophet. Mary's old boy. Joseph's son. You know, John told him, I must decrease.
Yeah.
So he can. Well, he killed that jealous spirit, didn't he? Before he even tried to get on him, he said, that ain't going to work. I must decrease. So since you love him so much, get in prison. I said, fine with me. Put him in prison. Put pressure points on him. Try to aggravate him in the flesh. And John got beat down and got weary. And Jesus picked that spirit up way off. So I'm feeling something about John.
Oh,
John, I feel a little funny. John got some pressure. I ain't really see him, but he felt something. You know, I felt he was God. So why don't you go do me a favor? Told one of John's side. Tell John, I know how you feel. But you go tell John, I said, the lame is made to walk.
Come on.
The blind is made to see.
Man.
And the poor have the gospel
preached. Come on. Man.
That's all John needed to hear. When John got that testimony from Jesus Christ, he told him, come on, get my head. I'm ready to get up out of here anyway. Let me tell you something. When you know you got God, you don't even care about dying. You don't care about nothing when you get a revelation from Jesus Christ. What we need is a revelation, and then we'll feel good about being in church. But you couldn't get John to say he was Jesus. And you ain't going to get a believer to try to take his place. I'm Jesus, but I'm a part of Jesus. I ain't all of him by myself, but I'm a portion of him. I'm a little Messiah. I got my Father's eyes. Sometimes I do the works he do. I said, sometimes I do the works he do. He get a hold of me, and I speak counts off people. He get a hold of me and people get AIDS healed of it.
Amen.
He get a hold of me and a bad demon get a person how to put him in the insane house, headed to the insane house and take it off of him, and they try to give me credit. I said, I didn't do that. He did that.
Amen.
I'm going to give y'all a testimony because it's time I've been up an hour. I want to tell y'all this. My wife said this, you know it's the truth. Maybe this will get you on fire. I was challenged by two demons in the church. I was preaching on faith, and the demon got on two women, and my right hand of God, I'm going to tell you, one of the demons walked up to the platform to me. I know you. A woman talking like a man with a heavy voice. We met floor to floor. I'm preaching now in an hour, and I stopped, and the demon raised up out of the seat. I know you. I'm going to stop you. I said, I know you too, and you're not. Stop me. The first time I said, sit down, devil. And I said, And the other in the corner, that's my other in the corner was growling back to her. I said, in the name of Jesus, I said, sit down. So help me, God. When I said that, her body went limp. When she went limp, the growl. I said, shut up, devil. I take care of the spirit in control in the name of Jesus. A holy husband of a whole church. I didn't jump up and say, you see, I'm Jesus. They saw Jesus. They knew Jesus had control of the servant. That spirit went around, and another brother in my church that got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he had his eyes open. If that come out, he'll come tell you. My wife said, well, he stretched when that demon come out of that woman. He stretched. And when he stretched, look, his hand went up to Satan, and he stood up me like that, and I recognized the devil. I said, Satan, you jumped on an innocent man. I curse you right now to come off that man right now. And his body got so weak, he fell over me and fell asleep. The anointing was so high in that church, a little 14-year-old boy passed over to his brother and watched the evil spirit trying to turn the service out. And people, even deacons and stuff, were scared in the church. I'm standing, and one brother said, if he get whipped tonight, we'll know you're not a man of God. He said that because he was so afraid. He said, when I called for some holy men, say, look, I'm going to stay back here. Because the demons were so powerful in the church, the word had called sickness out, and some people got healed. The devil knew he was being exposed. He tried to take the church. I told the devil, not tonight. In the name of Jesus, every demon in here, get out of here now. And doors went to slamming. I said, deacons, open the door, Satan leaving right now. And when I did, three people were set free, just like that. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't try to play like you, Jesus. You are part of Jesus. Don't try to take his place. Live like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. Find your way back in Christ. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
God is still doing those same works that he did in Brother Branham meeting. The same God that was with William Branham. The works that he done, he said, greater works than these you should do. That's in the bride now. We got the spoken word, which is the original seed. We can speak to devils, and they will have to leave. Speak to devils, and they'll have to leave. My granddaughter was burned up with fever, and she was leaning over on her grandmama, and she could hardly breathe. Now, I don't know that about her, Sister Burris. I walk up to her out of my office, already prayed up, ready for service. And she done leaned over to her grandmama. Now, I don't know if she's sick. They asked my wife. I don't know about it. I walked in the service, getting ready to go up and preach, and walked up to her out of nowhere. Stood beside her, and I said, stand up. Look at the Holy Ghost now. I said, stand up. I said, lay your head on me. She laid her head on me, and you could feel the heat going in my body. I said, before I preach, Satan, you're not going to hear any service. Take your hands off my granddaughter in Jesus' name. My granddaughter laid down beside her grandmama, and within seconds of me hitting the pulpit, her body broke in a sweat, and the fever run out of her body. The Lord Jesus Christ is still here, people. If we'd get in church and pray early, if we'd come to church early and pray 30 minutes, read our Bibles, and get the service ready, God will do so much great work until it'll scare you to death, because he ain't changed one bit. Well, the Bible says God ain't lost his power. You just ain't using your faith. The early church ain't got nothing on us. We just ain't doing what we're supposed to do. We got the same power they got.
God saved me and my wife today from a tragedy today. We don't stop to eat. We don't stop to eat. Remember when you called me and said you're close to getting in the meeting? I'm getting to. I told you we stop. But somebody, you know, every time I come here, I come straight to you and then we eat something. Be at your friend, let's stop today. I said, you hungry? She said, well, I need a little something. I said, well, we ain't that far. She said, well, let's just stop. We pull over, we get something to eat. We get back on the highway. A massive wreck. If we'd have kept going, we'd have been in a massive break. But God interceded. Y'all must have prayed for me. Because before the enemy could cause me to be in a wreck, God made me stop. Get something to eat. And then when I got back on the highway, we couldn't. It took us. I couldn't get mad because the Lord was looking out for me.
A lot
of times we think we just stop because we're stopping. No, God be looking out for you. When something go wrong, don't always think of the devil. God be looking out for you. I know that I'm testifying and I'm closed out, but my son was about to lose his house. My son David, when the stock market fell, my David had a lot of money. My son David worked in the bank, had a lot of money tied up, and had his home tied up. He wouldn't tell me. Everything crashed with him. He bought stocks. Excuse me, he bought stocks and stuff. Well, when the house market crashed, his house and everything went under. He went months without saying nothing to me. They wouldn't take no money for no payments. They just wanted his house. He come in the prayer line and he said, I need some help. He wouldn't tell me what it was. He said, the Lord, and I told my wife, I told the church right for him. There's something going on with my son. Now look at me telling him, the Lord let me know there's something troubling him. He won't tell me what it is. 3 months later, he stands up in the church. He said, I wouldn't tell my dad because I didn't want to worry my daddy. But 3 months ago, I lost everything I had. He said, but I come in the prayer line, and I put faith in the front of that thing. Him and Drina got together, prayed together, and God restored his house back, his finances back, and he waited to tell me after he got everything back what the Lord done for him. Don't tell me God won't give you back everything if you pay your honest tithes and offerings. And stay in church and be servant to the Lord. If you lose something, he'll give you more back. When he told me he'd open up the windows of heaven and he'd pour me out a blessing I couldn't receive, brother, he wasn't lying. The Bible said, prove me. It don't have to be money. It can be your health. Prove it. A lot of people ain't no blessing need money. You blessed when you wake up. You blessed if you got a job in this economy. You blessed if you got your good health. You hear me? Don't worry about money all the time. Just thank God you got your good health.
Brother Jack got everything. I paid my tithes just like Brother Jack. He got more than me. God know he can't trust you but so much. But where you missing in that? Brother Smile, here's what people missing at. They missing that God don't even have to wake them up. Sometime out at the church, how many blessings? Some people won't even raise their hand. I had a sister walk into one time, she says, you got everything. Your kids got BMWs. You got a BMW, you got a Zanotti, you got a brand new truck, you got 2 cars. You got everything. And I preach out just like you, I ain't got nothing. In the back of my mind, so God said, you know why you ain't got nothing? You complain. You don't thank God for the little bit.
All right, now.
Just thank God for getting up. thank God for having a piece of job.
Because
if your light's still on, your water's still on, food's still in your house, and you got a job to meet ends meet, you blessed and you don't even know it. I get deep in that. If your grandchildren and your children in good health, you blessed. Do you realize how many children born sick and crippled and they're not yours? Do you realize how many children that died and it ain't yours? Do y'all really know what a blessing, brother? That's the people don't even know what a blessing is. You ought to give God thanks for that. You put your own clothes on. Dressing your own self. So many people want to be in your place, man. You just don't know it. In the nursing home, somebody had to put their clothes on, got to wash their face, and you can do it yourself. And you going to tell me you ain't blessed? Boy, I like to jump up in that chair just then. I tell you, I do that at my church, but I get caught up, I jump up in chairs, and I don't want to dirty your chair. But I can walk some miles right now. Because when I start talking about being blessed, I know I'm blessed. I'm so blessed, I ain't got time to be stressed. Even when things got bad, I'm blessed. My children healthy. My grandchildren healthy. I got food on the table. I got clothes on my back. I got them washed and put my own clothes on. I still pray. I still believe the Bible. I still believe in God. I'm a blessed creature. How many know you're blessed? Say amen. Come on, if you're blessed, say amen. Come on, music players. I better go right now before I lose my mind. Let me go before I lose my mind. I'm here to tell you, we're blessed tonight. We are blessed tonight. We found the way back. Jesus said, I am the way, and I found my way back. Adam lost it, but the second Adam gave it back. You're blessed. You need to go home and tell somebody, call one of your friends and say, you know, I'm blessed. Amen. Get on the telephone. When you go home tonight, say, one of you, you got a sinner friend, call them and say, you know what, we blessed. Call one of your old classmates and tell them, we blessed. And if they ask you why you're blessed, you know what you need to tell them, you know why I'm blessed? I wake up this morning in good health. I woke up this morning, I still got a right mind. I ain't no institute. I ain't no nursing home. I got a job. I can still put my shoes on. I'm blessed. And if you can get there and feel the same way, they'll come to church with you. You know how come people won't come to church? You ain't got nothing off them. Tell them they're blessed. You think I'll eat your cake if you won't eat your cake? You bake a cake and say it's good and won't eat it. You think I'm going to eat it? Not hardly. How you going to tell them it's a good cake and you won't eat it? People want to see you eat the cake. You taste the cake. And then if you say, it's good. If they try it, they'll tell somebody else you're a good cook. But you can't tell people something good if you won't try it yourself. How you going to tell people this mess is good and you can't say amen? How you going to tell them you enjoy it when you're sitting there not enjoying it? Don't tell people something you ain't doing. Be in action before you tell anybody something. Hallelujah. Let the bride say amen. The real bride. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my body to praise the Lord. I command my spirit to praise the Lord. I got a right to praise the Lord. I'm a child of the King. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God, I'm a child of the King. If you know you're a child of the King, give the Lord a great big hand wave. It was God's mercy that rewrote my life. I don't know all of them. I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to mess that up too. Mercy rewrote my life. Brother, you're going to have to help me sing. I know you know it. If you know it, you can help me sing, but it's in my spirit. Mercy. How many know mercy rewrote your life? Have y'all looked? I know y'all don't peep, but every now and then I peep back in that old book. I said, God. I go back and look in my mind, but look back into my mind and say, ooh, I was a raunchy fella. But that wasn't me. But I got a divorce. I got tired of sleeping with that man. I went to a high judge. The highest judge. And I pleaded my case. I told him it was a shotgun win. I didn't love him. He made me mine. I'm tired of living with him. You know the judge asked me, Do you want to die completely for me? I don't want him no more. He uses me. He takes me out of clothes and passes me to other men. Right now. He took me to he take me to the reaper hall. And when I won't smoke, he'll blow it in my face to try to get me high. He'll take me around a bunch of prostitute women and make me sleep with him. He just treats me like dirt. And I told him about how he treated me. And mercy rewrote my life. He said, you don't have to go there no more. I said, would you help me die too? I just don't want to take the coat off and hang it in the closet. I want this coat to be burnt and burnt And I'm going to cry, thank you, Lord, I've been to Calvary. Things ain't like they used to be. And when he got rid of him, he done a complete job on him. Because he couldn't marry me, Sister Bird, with two men. He had to kill one of them, and he wasn't able to die. He was eternal. But the fellow he killed wasn't eternal. He shot him down with the revealed word. He created a new me. And tonight I will not go back for nothing in the world. How can I walk away? How can I go astray? I'll never walk away. It was God's mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. Come on, help me say it now. I should have fallen, my soul cast down. Oh, but mercy rewrote my life. It was God's mercy. It was His mercy rewrote.
Sing with all your heart, say mercy. Oh, it rewrote my life. Yes, it did. It was mercy. Oh, it rewrote my life. Falling, my soul cast down, but God's mercy, yeah. One more time with all your heart tonight. Oh, say mercy. Well, it rewrote my life. Life. I'm glad tonight, you see, I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but God's mercy, well, it rewrote my life. I should have fallen, say, I should have fallen, my soul. Thank God, mercy. Oh, it rewrote my life. One more time, I should have fallen. Oh, say, I should. So glad mercy rewrote my life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for His mercy. Amen. Where would we be if it had not been for His mercy? How many appreciate the word of God tonight? The way. Amen. Just appreciate, just
all that the Lord had Brother Fred do and tonight. And I tell you, Brother Smiley mentioned it to me a long time ago. Said God will always use a minister to come in and just kind of go right down the line where you were preaching. It just kind of goes to show that you were in the right channel. And as he was just, he came and he preached, got to talking about John the Baptist and, you know, how John the Baptist, and Brother Smiley hit this while we were up in South Carolina, but he was talking about how his eagle eye got filmed over. And I just come through a series on, you know, Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and all the other things that Jesus said that the Spirit was there to do. And as I was preaching on preaching the gospel to the poor, John the Baptist was my inspiration. And how he got poor in spirit. Not poor, no money in your pocket, but poor in spirit. And how Jesus had to uplift him by some of the things that he said. So I tell you, so many things that he, even Wednesday nights, Ephesians study, he all in there. Thank God we are in the way. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, church, like as he was saying tonight, many of us are losing our fervor. We're losing our zeal. And you know the sad part about it is that we know we're losing it, and we ain't doing nothing to get it back. Nothing to get it back. I mean, we satisfied either not coming to church late. We satisfied with those things. We got to do something about that ourselves, you know. Nobody else can do that for you. You got to do that yourself. When you used to get up and go early, that was you doing that yourself. Nobody made you do that. We got to get back to those moments again. Amen. And you know what? Sometimes I thank God looking for some things from us. We always say we're waiting on him, but God is waiting on us. Amen. It's time to rise up, church. Like I say, I refuse to die. I mean, all this life. The message gives life. The truth gives life. And we're going to sit here and die? Come on. No. I ain't going to be no watered down Christian. Amen. I know we used to do better when we was in our old churches. Come on now, somebody. Y'all know that's the truth. Amen. We did a lot better. We was more faithful in our old churches. And they weren't even teaching us nothing. Amen. We were more faithful back then. It's time to, amen, get rid of that old retirement spirit that live here in Florida. Get rid of that. Every state got a spirit. It's a retirement spirit here. Relaxation spirit. But we got to break free from that one, I'm telling you. God, deliver me. Amen. Let me be on fire. Praise God. Ain't nobody else going to be on fire. Let me be on fire. Ask yourself the question. When was the last time you ever got to church 30 minutes early to pray? Well, that's a strong question. When was the last time you got to church 30 minutes early to pray? Now, I think Brother Branham gave us that for a reason. Because he knew that the devil would be stealing our prayer time. And if we were honest with ourselves, Lord, I know last night for about 2 minutes, I got on my knees and said a prayer, about 2 minutes. And you fighting devils all day long, and you got a 2-minute prayer. See? So that's why I say just get to church 30 minutes ahead. Get that time back from the devil. You can spend that time either praying or reading the Bible, because that's the only time you do get a chance to read the Bible. Amen. Come on, I guess we ain't going to be honest with ourselves. We know we put it up in the, like Brother Fred said, we holding it like the prophet, but we go home and sit it on the shelf. Huh? Praise the Lord anyway. It's time for us to, we got to change some things, church. Y'all want to get in the way? You want to find the way back? This is the way back. Amen. Pick up the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm encouraged, church. I tell you, I appreciate that tonight. God bless you, Brother Fred. God bless you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for your word here tonight. Lord, you sent your minister just to preach so much, Lord, to our hearts. And Lord, he hit so many different areas. We know it was nothing but Almighty God speaking to us. Lord, we leave here encouraged to be better Christians. Lord, and as we realize, Lord, the enemy has done so much to block us, but you have made provision for us to find the way. You said that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. And God, if we could just accept you and find you in the word, then we got everything we need. And as he even mentioned tonight, Lord, we have been pointing people to the wrong thing. And Lord, even that was exactly what I was sharing with the Sunday school class. Lord, we just by default, we know how to point people to this message. We know every scripture that identifies the prophet's ministry. But when it comes to knowing the scripture to get people to salvation, we lack. We lack. We know one scripture, Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's all we know, God. But there's so much that was written in scripture to point people to you. God, help us to catch the vision of what's being spoken here tonight and to get a burden for lost souls. Oh, God, help us, Father. Lord, don't let these just be words that go in one ear and out the other, but may they register deep into our souls. We are running into people every day and not sharing the love of Jesus with them. There are people dying, and all they want is an opportunity to accept a living Jesus. God, help us to be more mindful. Lord, as we, you know, I'm just reminded of the, I believe it was one of the messengers, they prayed at one time. Amen. There's people passing over a bridge. And Lord, this man, this prayer warrior, got underneath the bridge and said, God, every person that passes over this bridge, bring them into under conviction. Lord, they prayed, and Father, as people would pass over that bridge, they would come underneath conviction. There was somebody else went into a house one time, and they prayed before dinner and said, Lord, every person that is not a Christian that would sit at this table, bring them under conviction. And God, as they would sit to eat dinner, Lord, the Holy Spirit would just move upon the people and bring them under conviction. Lord, may we go into places, leave tracks. Leave, Lord, things behind that somebody would stumble across it. Somebody that needs it would stumble across it. Lord, and life would be given to that person. God, give us that type of burden. Lord, we appreciate what we heard here tonight. And Lord, we pray that you continue to use your minister for your glory and for your honor. Bless him, Lord, as he goes forward throughout the weekend. Lord, touch his body, restore, Lord, and just use him, Father, just to share and express Christ to the people. We need to hear more about you, God. Bless us now as we leave this place, but not your presence. Give us traveling mercies as we go our respective ways. Lord, the food that's been prepared here tonight, we ask that you would bless that as well for the minister, Lord. Bless it. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you. Amen. We'll be back again on Sunday morning for regular service. Please keep Brother Fred in prayer as he'll be out there in Okeechobee, Bible Truth Tabernacle there, preaching for them Sunday morning. But then on Sunday night, we'll be back. Amen, here for service. God bless you. This will start at 7 p.m. on Sunday night, 7 p.m.